Blog Talk Radio.
Your body part.
That's Tuesday's show. Come back on Tuesday. That ain't got nothing to do with today.
Well,
I just wanted to set a precedent. I'm just saying.
There you go.
Setting a precedent.
But you've been setting. You know what? You ain't gonna get me fired on my day off.
Here we go with the mute button. Here we go.
Listen, that's the only reason why you still sober now, because you just not started drinking because you ain't got to work tomorrow. That's the only reason why you sober right now.
No, I've been drinking since at least about like 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, you sound sober.
Cut it out.
That's
That means my tolerance is getting back where it need to be. You dig?
Oh, see, just like last folks, all y'all care about is your tolerance.
No, I'm just saying. Cause I don't get drunk
until the 10th class now, ma'am. Leave me alone. I'm only on 7.
Nah, plus it was what I'm drinking. So it is what it is. So how's everybody doing? I've been chilling.
I'm a little
high. You know what I mean? I've been chilling. I've been waiting on this show to come back so I could talk my shit every other week. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, every other week?
We're
on every Sunday. Why you say every other week?
I'm telling you, normally Sunday, I got to go to work at 11. So I normally, this time is reserved for my nap.
Wow.
For my hour nap. So, you know what I mean? You should be grateful. Should be grateful. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be nice about this. You know what I mean?
That's why we don't let you. This is exactly why we don't let you go nowhere by yourself. You know that, right?
Plus, you my guy, and you coming back this week, and just conveniently, I'm off tonight, so
I'm
here.
Look at how the schedule magically aligns just for your ass.
I think you did that just because you knew I was coming in here to talk some shit, and it is what it is. Let's go.
Well, it is what it is, y'all. So guess what, guys? We are back. So let me do some housekeeping stuff real quick before we go to our next commercial break. We do have a new call-in number for the show. So if you decide that you want to call into the show, we're doing some new stuff in Season 6. So the new call-in number is going to be 319-527-6703. So for all of y'all who had the old number saved in your phone and just think that's going to work, I updated some stuff because I want to see who really following me. Like, I want to see who's paying attention. Because if y'all go out there and do all the same, because if you do all the same old stuff, you're just going to be getting the same old information that you ain't going to be able to do much of anything. All right? So let's be mindful of that. So going forward, the new number is 319-527-6703. Because we are coming back new, we absolutely have no sponsors. This was all taken care of by the Roundtable Family Productions. So I'd like to give a shout-out to our production crew for doing what they do in the background. If you want to follow us on social medias, of course, if you want to listen to this as a replay, you can go on Spotify. Just click in Big Bap and Friends. It's going to pop up. It's going to be right there in your RSS feed. Go ahead and click on the show. Boom, listen to us. It's live 1 hour after the airing each day. If you want to follow us on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok and a whole lot of other stuff, it's DJ's Roundtable. So if you know how to spell DJ with an apostrophe S or minus the apostrophe for certain sites, and then Roundtable, easy, one word. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. Dwayne going to already be ignorant when he come back, but y'all know we're going to do it how we always do it. So when we come back from this commercial break, we'll be having one of my favorite segments, and it is Black History is World History. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Thank you. I wish the way I was living could stop. So the rock, you know, when a cop to cop, when I'm on the block, and I wish my brother would have made bail, so I won't have to travel 6 hours to see him in jail. And I wish that my grandmother wasn't sick, or that we would just come up off the back and hit a lick. And I wish my homies wouldn't have to suffer when the street gets the upper hand on us, then we lose a brother. And I wish I could go deep in the zone and live the spirits of the world with the world within the zone. And I wish I could teach your soul to fly, take away the pain out your hands and help you hold them high. And I wish my homie wouldn't still alive, and know the day of the death we had never took their ride. And I wish that God could protect us from the road, so that all the soldiers that were sent overseas come home. And we will never break, so they devastate. We shall motivate, and we gotta pray, all we gotta say. Instead of thinking about who gon' die today, the Lord is gon' help you feel better, cause you ain't gotta cry today. Sit at the light so long, and then we gotta move straight forward, cause we fight so strong. So when life go wrong, just say a little prayer, get your money, man. Life go wrong.
Yes, I am hopeful for today. Take this music and use it. Let it take you away and be hopeful, hopeful, and he'll make a way. I know it ain't easy, but that's okay to be hopeful.
I wish that you could show some love instead of hating so much when you see some other people coming up. I wish I could teach the world to sing, write some music and have a trip and love the joy I bring. I wish that we can hold hands, listen instead of dissing, that's a drama, grown man. And I wish the family could last, but got love, different stacks, brand new shots, and a lot that's owned up. And I wish we could keep achieving wonders, see the vision of the world through the eyes of Stevie Wonder. You feel me? And I hope all the kids see, and don't nobody get my family to 6 feet, you dig? I hope the mother stands strong, you can make it better, you could have or your man's gone. And I wish I could give every cell some commentary, and a poor boy that he don't know me like that did I Kelly. And I wish that D.O.C. could scream again, and pull a super person pocket Biggie. Then one day they could speak again. I wish that we only saw good news every time we look at CNN. I wish we could never get the blues. Wish I could bring back the people that died at 82. I wish that we could walk the path, they doing the right thing. Hustle hard, all the kids retain never.
Yes, I am hopeful for today. Take this music and use it. Let it take you away and be hopeful, hopeful. And he'll make a way. I know it ain't easy, but that's okay,
cause
we hope.
We thought it wasn't so apocalyptic. I try to spread my message to the world the best way that I can give it. We can make it, always be optimistic. If you don't listen, gotta live my life the best way that I can live it. I pray for justice when we go to court. Wish it was all good, so the country never even went to war. Why can't we take it and just get it home? And in the famous words of Mr. King, why can't we all just get alone? Hope we can find a better way to shop a piece. And I hope we find a better way to cop the keys. And I wish everybody would just stop the priest. And now, why are we fulfilling these downfalls and these prophecies? You can be wrong if it's you down. With the faith of a lot of seeds, you can move out. And only the heavenly father gets ease to hurry. Just let it go and keep praying on your knees.
Yes, I am hopeful for today. Take this music and use it. Let it take you away. Let be hopeful, hopeful, and he'll make a way. I know it ain't easy, but that's okay. So I'm hopeful. Yes, I am.
All right, guys, we're going to get into my next segment, and it is Black History is World History. And so I wanted to do something a little different because this just, I've been watching just all the stuff that I've seen, right, over the last like 5-6 months, and I really plug myself back in, which is something I generally don't do. And so one of the things I wanted to shout out was HBCUs, and here's what people don't understand. A lot of times when we see people, for instance, you know, Donald Trump, when he was in office, he made this statement of saying, you know, I've given more to HBCUs than any current president or any president who's ever, whatever. And that's great. But the thing that a lot of people don't understand is I go back and I look at history, and Black history is important. And a lot of times we've given Obama so much flack about what he did or didn't do while he was a president. But one of his initiatives and one of his very key focuses when he went into office is revitalizing the programs that was the HBCU. And I just want to say from, and a lot of people won't see this correlation, but for the initiative that President Obama did when he was in the office to the likes of people like Deion Sanders, what's being put back into the HBCU community right now is amazing. The opportunities that you're now seeing, if you guys watch the UNC game, FAMU and North Carolina performed, their bands performed on the field at the same time, showing a thing of solidarity. One thing that black folks often get misunderstood when we talk about this fight for freedom is we oftentimes forget that that fight for freedom was not just us standing by themselves, right? When you go look at some major incidences that had to do with black civil rights movement issues, the only people in the crowd who actually died were white. Like, they were actually the ones running into harm's way in several occasions over major events that we hold synonymous in our history. So when I tell people, yes, I educate black, but I also have to help people understand, you can't discredit the other side, because if there's no desire for them to be a part of us, then there is no mission to fight for when it comes to black solidarity. Then you're looking at a totalitarianism where you want to be by yourself. And I don't desire to be in the United States by myself. It's isolated enough being black when I wake up. So I find reasons to see that things can be better. And when you look at the HBCU initiative, the funniest thing is when President Obama actually initially launched the HBCU initiative, white people enrolled at HBCUs at a higher clip at that point than any time in history. Did you know that? Because it wasn't that they didn't see the opportunity. What it is they saw the opportunity to add resources to their community. If the funds and the means and the egress is there, sometimes it actually takes you going through it so you can get to the other side. For some of y'all who didn't go to church today, that was a message brought to you by Pastor Abernathy and Dean and Bishop and Missionary Kalisha and Reverend Dr. Dwayne. Welcome back to the show, y'all. Welcome back to the show. But I had to drop that. Before we go past this, did you see that dumb shit with Stacey Dash?
Man, listen, I woke up to this shit like 2 days later, and I really didn't care about what the fuck she really be having going on in her life.
What was funny about it was, listen, as soon as it came on, me and my godbrother, this is what was funny to me, me and my godbrother had a whole conversation on Facebook through glyphs. Because what he put up was, how did he put the post up about her? Basically, he did a Dave Chappelle skit on the race draft. So he did the scene when they was trading people. So for those of y'all who missed that, go back. That's something that y'all can go YouTube, pull that up, go look at some old history, put some more money in Mr. Chappelle's pocket, because I know some of y'all ain't going to remember that. Some of y'all ain't old enough to remember that. Like, Kalisha, wasn't you like 3 when that came out?
We're not going to talk about it. What year was that? Tell me what year it was.
I'm just saying, like, hey, listen, I have to make sure everybody, you know, because everybody feels some type of way. Like, when you have older people saying things sometimes, like, young people be like, man, fuck y'all, because we'll know nothing about that. And it's like, yo, but it's there. Go look it up. Like, it's crazy because they expect for you to understand everything that's going on with them today, but you ask them anything about anybody else, and they can't tell you shit about nothing. Like, I don't want it.
Take
that.
Well, the thing is, with that being said, I actually listened to like her response, and when she found out with all that bullshit, It was because she's talking about, yeah, she about a couple of years sober herself and all this crazy shit. It's like nobody gave a fuck. Like, he died when he died. I don't care when you became sober. You can't be oblivious. I know crackheads today that know when they motherfucking mama or grandparent died and all types of shit. They don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? It just happens. You know what I mean? But she's a different person. She's a different type of breed. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? When she didn't think that she was black a long time ago, that's when I stopped tuning out from this bitch. For real, for real. I don't know if she ever didn't think that she wasn't black, but I'm just saying, just in general, she ain't shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I checked out on her quite some time ago. Like, she, like, not really gonna lie, I checked out on her when she was actually younger, because, like, when she was younger, a lot of the things that she would say in her interviews was just like, you know, it just, you know, you just always be like, nah, I'm still not sure about her. You know, it's like, kind of like Herschel Walker. Like, black folks, easiest person I can relate it to, like, from a sports person's point of view, it's kind of like we recognize him for what he's done, but at the end of the day, bro, don't nobody that look like us fuck with him.
Listen, man, like, Herschel Walker was outside of the league when before I really started getting into professional football. So let's really talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
But dude been weird all his whole life.
I never watched a Georgia Bulldog game until I was about 20 something. So let's get that right. Come on. Let's be real.
You know what the craziest thing is? Like, I can honestly say this as a fan. I've still never seen a Georgia Bulldog game from start to finish.
I watch it because, you know, I live in Georgia and a couple of homes.
No, because
I don't care, home or away, it's still the same to me. Shit.
I can't.
I'm not a Bulldogs fan.
And that's why I said, that's why we need the Tuesday show. So you definitely gonna have to while you mad at the world, just call in and drop some quick nuggets, because we're gonna be talking about sports on Tuesday.
Okay.
It'll give you a reason to live. All right, y'all, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, because I know y'all kind of probably tired of smelling Dwayne's breath over there. Smell like E&J and Hoes. So we're going to take this quick commercial break.
Kavassier, baby.
Did you know I know you? Yeah, I know you. Last time I saw you, you was brewed up, ready for a new fuck. Last time you saw me, I was P.I. to the motherfucking MP1. And lately I heard you's a broke bitch living in the lower class suburb. And lately the word is I live in the suburb and I don't fuck with birds. She used to pump on the block, sell a nigga rocks, sell a nigga out, but she tried to plot on a nigga, make a lot one shot, bitch died, go figure. He used to pay this bitch, gave a lot to shit, what's wrong with this nigga, man? He used to bring it through the hood, beat the bitch too fucking good, my opinion. We used to blaze with the bitch, faded off the lake, she x-rayed the clip. Nigga bought brakes for the bitch, lose the time, kicks the trick, don't stuff shit. Meanwhile, in the hood, she's driving around good, this bitch, she in Hollywood. Meantime, she's setting the nigga up, telling us what it's up, she's ready to get him stuck, what? Take time, but she full of surprises, I swear this bitch is shady, but I know. Sex on her mind all the time, and you think that's your baby, you don't know. You was a guy that's living alive, but she told him where you'll save me, but I know. If you cool and she's satisfied, how come that bitch just saved me, you don't know. We had to ride on a nigga, watch him, for the right time to get rich. We decided when it hit me, run up on him, 45 in the rear, but this nigga screamed like a bitch, told us what his shit hit a hell of a lick, but bitch, told us about the bricks, exposed to the nigga, he knew this to come. Me Meanwhile, when it's good, it's niggas are suiting up with pins and looted up. Rims and new trucks, your man living it up. In a van with no hub, suddenly pulled up in the rough. Not a nigga to fuck up, just my luck. Bitch got a slow touch, just like a rush. Bitch, blush, smoke once with us. Turned out to be nuts. Pushed up, mixed up with the wrong flush. Got my brain hooked up in the bag, so bad. My niggas got my back to back. They caught on the ass, crossing in another nigga's path. Thank God, but she full of surprises. I swear this bitch is shady, but I...
Ooh-wee. Y'all don't know nothing about them thick thighs. I just figured I'd drop an old school one on y'all real quick. All right, y'all, we're going to get ready to get into it. Nigga, you going somewhere? He always going somewhere.
I'm in the middle of Walmart. I got to buy my kids home.
See, I told y'all. Just like that nigga. That nigga always in the middle of some shit. And he got to go. Nick, we're going to start. We're going to change that nigga name to Santa Claus. All right, because he always got to go buy his kids stuff. All right, y'all. It's my favorite part of the day. Kalisha, it's your favorite part of the day, and you already know what we're about to do.
What day it is?
What day it is? Ooh, look at her. She ready today. She on one. She on one today. She ready. All right. So today, we got a few days. I found some good stuff for what day it is. We got some good stuff. So today is National... I'm not gonna read that first one right there. I'm gonna skip that one because that one gonna start a fight in the church, and so I just need the people who was in church on Sunday, who was a part of the ministry, who actually know. But if you want to know what that one is, you can hit our production manager. She can put that one on the wall because she already looking at it. You just put that one on Facebook and social media. I'm not reading that shit across the airwaves because. They don't even care about them hoes. Well, I'm going to say it just like that. When you see the post, you're going to understand what I mean. They don't even care about them hoes that much. It'd be the side pieces that's more important in that day, National Day. So we're going to go on to the part that made me excited when I saw what day it is, because today is National Macadamia Nut Day. It is also National Newspaper Carrier Day. People even still do that? Yeah, I met somebody last year who still delivered newspapers. That's still a job. They probably got another job because that don't pay shit. I know it don't. National Spice Blend Day. Well, I mean, we put our own herbs on the steak meat that we made for our salad today, so I guess that counts. We did. And National Wildlife Day. Kalisha, what? There's another day that people don't know that's also celebrated on this day. You know what that one is? Bet you none of y'all know this one.
What
y'all go
that?
Find an extra dessert day.
Oh, I need to go find some dessert. I'm going to the kitchen today.
But see, listen. But not only can you eat the dessert, but you can eat the extra today too. It says eat an extra dessert.
Tonight.
You can be fat today. They gave you permission to be fat. So, like, if you got a fat friend today, like, go pick her. Like, when you got certain holidays, you go find your fat friend. And, oh, I'm the only person that do that? I'm sorry.
No, I am the fat friend. I'm the one
that
I
got a lot of fat friends because they just be like, hey, once you just cooking out. Y'all black folks is different. Y'all
you
be like,
picking out your show up. Listen,
right.
I'm putting on the groceries.
See, that's why I don't like y'all. Listen, I don't like none of my friends because I've always been the first. Can you just cook it? We'll show up. I'm like, well, I got to run to the stove. Listen, let me tell you something. The advantages of things like Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, certain apps because it just made it easy. Like, nah, just bro. Like I done had people be like, nah, I done already ordered the stuff just at the store close by your house. Just pick it up. What? Like, y'all don't make it convenient for people to be lazy. Can we be lazy? All right, and then there's two national weeks that start on this date. So, like, it goes 7 days from this date. And so this is Waffle Week. So this would be a great week to have a waffle, go by the Waffle House. Have a waffle cone. Like, I'm just saying, today is National Waffle Week. So if you like waffles, I like waffles. So if you like waffles, then find a reason to have some waffles in your life. This is a good week for it, okay? It's National Waffle Week. And then the other one is Suicide Prevention Week. And they always pick the first week of September to start teaching about suicide because the suicide rate is highest in, believe it or not, the suicide rate is highest in the fall and winter. And murder and homicide is higher in spring and summer. So they start getting ready to go into the fall with doing Suicide Prevention Week. So if you know someone who has suffered with thoughts of suicide, make sure that they have the information that's available because we have to take mental health serious. Like, that's one of my focal points. I'm going to do the next 2 days as well, so let me give y'all some other stuff. Tomorrow is International Day of Charity. It's also Cellulite Day. Weird fact, Kalisha, did you know that 90% of all women have cellulite in their body at any point in any age in their life?
I mean, it makes sense.
No, it's actually a scientific fact. Don't worry about it. I'll explain that later. Tomorrow is Be Late for Something Day. So be late for getting out to bed or anything. Like, now, tomorrow's a holiday, so most of some of y'all should be off. And if you ain't got that kind of job, then you should just call them and just be like, hey, it's Labor Day. I'm going to be late. Late for something. Just be late for something. And then, of course, tomorrow's Labor Day. So, like, here's the weirdest things about American holidays. I've been waiting to say this because I didn't want to be working for somebody when I made this statement. I wanted to be solely and wholly owned when I made this statement because, like, when people feel like they own you, they get mad at little stuff. Americans, this is the question that I do not understand, and I think we're, like, the only weird country that actually does this. And just think about this for a second. We come up with a federal national holiday for something, and then generally what it's celebrating, you're at work. Tomorrow's Labor Day. Nobody in America should be going to work tomorrow. But guess what? There's somebody that's going to a job that's going to get holiday pay for Labor Day.
Right.
Like, and it's just crazy because it's like, you know, like I was having this conversation with somebody, and I said it should be a national sin that if you're a part of the group that is celebrating, that it should be against the law for you to have to work on a day that should be celebrating you. That's why I don't celebrate holidays. It should be against the law for you to be at work for a day that should be honoring you, like Veterans Day. I never understood why veterans are working on Veterans Day in any job capacity. But I fuck around and get Memorial Day off, which is ass backwards.
It's American.
Oh, he feel better about himself? He ready to come back? Okay, I'm sorry, Dwayne. You missed us. Hey, what's going on?
I've been back. I went to the store the whole time and was back where I was just muted. I was just paying for my stuff at that time. It's cool though. But yet again, all those today
first
is
off,
all
first
those
off, sir,
today
first
is
off, sir, you're, what you're not going
let's
to
go
do
back
is do
to
me.
The first
you're
one.
Not going to
let's
do me on my own show, sir. Let me finish the days of the week. First off, sir, let me finish the days.
Let's go
see,
back
this why,
to the first.
That's why he be muted. See, that's exactly why he be muted. Let me finish my days. I got one more day to get. September the 6th. September the 6th is Fight Procrastination Day, Read a Book Day. Ooh. So Tuesday, everybody should get a book, go by a library, do something, go get a book, a hard copy book, read a book. Matter of fact, I think we're gonna start a book club on this show. Yep, we're gonna focus on getting a book club started this month. We're gonna put the groundwork to that, because y'all need to read. Some of y'all special. Ooh, my other favorite is Telephone Tuesday. For all my customer service representatives and call center people, y'all should send them a bouquet on September the 6th on Tuesday. So when you get to work and you know a call center person, just get up, cash app them some money or whatever. Did you know that September the 6th is the highest call day on average than any other day in the year? And it has historically been that. Tuesday, September 6th. Whenever Tuesday falls on September 6th, it is the highest call day. And any Tuesday that falls after Labor Day is the highest call day of anyone calling the corporation to complain, fight, fix, or get something done. Historically, that's just an American fact. And then September 6th is another Look Unlimited Day. Now, I know what this day means, but when you read it, that's not what it says. Dwayne got to come back, because I don't even know if you know what that one is. Dwayne, just a little guesswork on this.
What's
one. Another Look Unlimited Day. What do you think that means? What do you think they referencing on that one?
Double back.
Nah, actually, that's close. That's not what it means, but it's close. Kalisha, what do you think on that one? She falls
in. Don't know. If my shit is the same thing, it's the same junk.
Did she fall in? She fell in. It's okay.
Who fell in? What happened?
Oh, we was asking you a question. We didn't know what happened to you over there. You know, you was like that nerd in the cubicle that everybody keep throwing stuff at because they've been calling his name, and then what they don't realize is he about to blow up the whole building. But, you know, he over there woo-sawing because they don't understand the traumatic stuff that happened at the family picnic on Monday. And everybody just like, he's just not talking to us today. That's why I say y'all better send his ass a fruit basket. Like, lunch on you for him. Because he's going to have a very stressful day on Tuesday. Because everybody who has a problem at work on Tuesday is going to be looking for him. You know that person.
On Tuesday.
Listen, if you've never been on a call center floor, there is somebody within a row of teams who pretty much got the answer to every question that you ask. He is not going to be able to get none of his work or her work done tomorrow on Tuesday. I'm just telling you. He going to be,
right,
by the time they're going to look, they're going to be annoyed. They ain't going to, listen, don't bother them.
What's the answer to this question you got going on?
What question?
The one you just said. What the fuck is this?
Answer is Another Look Unlimited Day is actually the start of fall cleaning. So this is like it started looking at stuff thrown away. That's why they used to say no white after Labor Day. That's really where it comes from. But it's just like start looking through your stuff because by the change of the season, you should start having your cold stuff in your closet.
Well, I'm wearing white whatever the fuck I feel like. I don't got a white T-shirt on there. Fuck them.
Why you got to be so trash as hell?
Man, I'm getting tired of people telling me what the fuck I can and can't do after a certain time. If I want to blend in with the goddamn snow, that's what the fuck I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? People still wearing goddamn masks and coughing. we just went through a whole bunch of bullshit. Niggas is still coughing and sneezing without covering their goddamn mouths. People, this was out and about at the goddamn beach. People still walking out of the bathroom without washing their goddamn hands. It's still the same shit. Niggas don't
yo,
learn.
Bro, you hit the nail on the head. We had went down to Orlando. We did a turn and burn. And so, like, I go in the bathroom, use the bathroom, washing my hands. Buddy came in. Zeus pulled down, pulled back up. He went through the door with the handle. I went through the door where I could lean my back on the side because I can't touch that handle, sir.
I've never done the touch the handle thing, but I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I always grab a paper towel before I leave out that motherfucker. Shit in the bathroom.
No, here's the thing.
I'm just saying.
Put your paper towels in your pocket because, like, down here in Florida, the way they got them set up, some of them now, there are no paper towels. They're paper towelless bathrooms now.
Fuck that.
Yeah, so I went right back on. Look, the same way I came in where the handle was on the other side, my back went right back against that door. I didn't go down to the other side. I don't give no fucks about your flow of traffic. Sir, you're going to have to.
Right.
Hey, we got to take a quick commercial break, y'all. We'll be right back after this commercial break, and we'll move on with our next segment. Tony Thompson. See, all them are I can love you and murder you at the same time personalities. Every last one of them. Oh, wow. But listen, this motherfucker, hey, this week don't get no motherfucking better. We get to the motherfucking third, and we got August Alsina. Do I need to say any more? Like, bro, y'all back in 1,000 right now, bitch. Day after day of I love you, but I'm crazy as fuck, and it don't even make no sense. All right, man, so let's
what
do
day
the day. We got Damon Wayne, Beyonce, Candy Alexander, Lawrence Hilton, Jacobs, Tamika Mallory, Xavier Woods. See, I ain't even going to do these last two. Can they look up? Like, yeah, I'm going to just leave both of their names off because they look like they could murder a couple of people. So those are our celebrity birthdays for the month of the beginning of September through the 4th. Now Beyonce putting her, because like what people don't understand, you have to look at certain signs, right? And certain signs fighting, it only makes it, like Virgos are the types that they will put their hands on you. Like, they're not a prone to touching you.
Hey, listen, bro. Well, as we go on with the Virgo scene with this week, can I interject with that? I would like to, yesterday was my aunt's birthday.
Ooh, and she put hands on people.
She put hands on me. and today also is my late mom's birthday. So yeah, and the second was her death day, was actually, as I call it, her born day. You know what I'm saying? So she got two birthdays within the same week. So you know
what I mean? Wow. Shout out to all the Wayne people. Can y'all please?
No, my mother died on the 2nd, and she was born on the 4th. So, yeah.
That's what I said. Shout out to all your people and for all your ancestors.
Yeah.
Just help him be a better person, because I need more. I need the ones that's out there to like help him, because you've been struggling sometimes.
I don't be struggling, man. I done took therapy, man. My therapist got me right.
You know what? But you, got me. Like, when you said that, what's funny is people like people laughing though. But like I'm still wholehearted about the therapist, bro. Listen, bro. You don't even understand when you told me you had a therapist like for the first time for real. I looked at my phone like 6 times. Like, this nigga got a what?
I've been to therapy. I've been to therapy at least from the ages of, I want to say 11 to 14. That was mandatory. And then from 39 to 40, that was kind of mandatory too, just for some money. Well, the last one was for money. Everything else was just because I had to go.
Man,
but
listen.
Yeah.
No wonder when I met you, you know, we needed to sedate you a little bit. You see, you was out there just freelancing for too long.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? The last time I had the therapy was because that was money involved.
Khaleesh, didn't I tell you none of my friends should go anywhere unsupervised?
That was for VA benefits only.
That's what she said.
So, hey, listen, I guess so. Hey, listen.
Let me tell you something.
We both was fucked at the same time, man. Hey,
you want to see some girls get happy? Find a woman who was helping him get his VA benefits. Cause baby,
nobody helped me.
I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about them old men. Listen, boy, listen, okay. Them old men, them old 55, 60, 65, 70, they be coming in there with 22, 23, 20. Listen, can you notice how I jumped 10 decades, you know, 10s with them. They 22, 23, 24. I'm like, sir, where did you find her? Them all them new AIDS, baby. Shout out to the AIDS out there that's swiping ass.
No, let's put it like this. I never really wanted to go and get the VA benefit. Let's put it like that, right? Because it's real people out there that's really needing that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I'm an able body. I don't need nobody to subsidize shit that I do because I was a willing participant of some shit. I never really got hurt while I was out there. You know what I'm saying? So things happen. But when I started to see people out there abusing the shit that never even left the States, let's put it like that. A person that never left the United States, the comfort of their own post, was over there claiming and getting 50%. I can't tell you what 50% is, but I can tell you that these motherfuckers was making money and telling me that I need to go do it. And I was telling them motherfuckers that they was frauds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so what happened was I was like, well, fuck it. Let me go see what I can do. Went, put my name in the hat. I got selected. I make what I make now. But it's never something that I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? Never. I know people that's getting 100% for a sprained ankle. Let's put it like that.
Right. Listen. I worked in the VA for about 5 years, man. And when I just tell you, it's like the foolishness that you see in that administration from top to bottom, it's interesting. Like, that's really the – because, like, it just – you can't make it make sense to me. Like, none of the processes make sense to me. Like, everything about it is just stupid. Because
you're – like this, the motherfucker said, I got PTSD, PTSD, whatever the fuck you want to call it, for staying home just for being active artist. I said, what the fuck? Nigga, where did you go? Oh, I went to NTC. I said, nigga, who's in California? You said in California. I'm serious. Shit happens and shit slides through the crack. And it's crazy, but I do know some people that never been nowhere and actually had some actual bullshit that happened to them while they were there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a homeboy. I want to fuck with him about it, but I already fucked with him enough about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had stomach issues, but all his stomach issues derived from all the drinking that we were doing.
Yeah.
So he had an influx of acid reflux.
Mm.
So, but yet again, he ended up in surgery. So, yes, you know what I mean? That's commendable. I know two people that had major brain surgery. One that actually was deployed, that wasn't deployed, but I think she was because she came from another state. You know what I mean? Another station. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit crazy, man.
Like one of the things that, you know, like as I was on vacation and like, you know, I was telling, like me and the wife, we had a lot of conversations about different things. And one of the things that I was telling her about, I was like, I don't understand some things. And And people are like, what? I'm like, it's not, and it's not that I don't know and I don't understand, like, what's happening. But, like, I don't, principally, I don't understand, like, certain things. Because, like, in this country, we, like, we brag about nationalism as if it's patriotism. But then when it's time to actually celebrate patriotism, we turn a blind eye. Like, it's just weird. And so
there's so
many things that we're doing from what we seem to be a holistic point of view, and you're like, and it's literally slapping the people in the eye who's dealing with it, you know. And it's several issues, and it's not just being a veteran, you know. It's several issues out there. It's like, you know, you got a VA facility and administration, and I probably say 60% of the people that serve under that administration never have served in the military. But generally, those are
right.
making the decisions and the policies for the ones that served in the military.
You're right. And you're right. And it's sad because I never lied about nothing on my shit. Everything is whatever it is. But for the shit that I've been through and the shit that happened to me, but a lot of this shit was self-inflicted. Not to say I actually did it myself, but you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people who got hurt or did some shit or fucked up themselves was after hours. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't on the clock, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's what it is, but you can never claim it.
No. Here's why I disagree with that statement. Here's why. When you
because
join
you're property.
You're
24/7 the contract.
I got you. What's your times? From PT is 6:30. And the time you get off is 5 o'clock. Is it am I wrong or am I right? Am I wrong or am I right?
Depending upon your MOS, generally yes.
Now, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you was a cook, you probably go in from 7 to probably 8 because you got to make up for that PT time. But now let's put it like this: when you out at the club, you get into a fight. That's your own personal time. You know what I'm saying? You out there, you at home, you a family person, and you cut your fucking finger cooking food for your family.
No, that's not true. Yeah, it's your own personal time. But when you get ready, when you go through whatever the consequences are, whatever that negative situation is, Uncle Sam is still docking you whatever it is that you miss. You're not getting a paycheck. You're still getting punished. If you go out there and get in
you're
trouble.
You're still getting a paycheck. No, because you want to know why.
Wait, let's put it like this. I'm going to tell you.
You want to know how many Article 15s and field grades I've done had?
Probably more than the normal person.
Exactly. And I got paid every 1st and 15th.
I know that.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. Listen, I know
that's
how to finagle the system.
That's what I'm telling you.
I was arrested, bro.
MPs had to come get me from the county jail. I had a field grade disciplinary act, which meant 30 days extra duty, 30 days of no off post action. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So 30 days on post and 30 days of after work, I got to stay there until 9.
So let me ask you
and
this question.
And I still got paid. Did I get downgraded?
But let me ask you a question, though. What did they take from you?
For the field grade, I got reduced in rank.
No. But what did they take from you?
Only thing they took from me was money the first time. When I got arrested.
They took your time.
They took my time, but yet again, it's not like I got docked pay.
See.
I didn't get docked pay until I got arrested, bro.
Listen. You're missing my point.
So it is what it is.
I'm just
saying.
The most important thing that a person has is time. So regardless if I take the money, they put a control system in place to control your time. So at the end of the day, this is what I'm saying. Even when you went out there and you did something, right? You had to go out, take care of that in the city. So if that meant you had to go do community service because you got that through the county, had to go through whatever, you still had to go do that. But still, the government is recouping its time saying, we're giving you this Article 15 for XYZ amount of time, and these are the parameters in which we set. Now, if you know some things that you can do that can make that blow easier for you, then you go put those things in place before that pay grade hit. But if you don't know what to do, which a lot of young privates going into the military who think they're smarter than everybody, they don't know what to do, and then they get hit, and then that wife that they done got through high school pregnant and they had their first duty station and now she panicking calling the commander.
Right. Now, the only thing with that is, is if I would have took the civil charge, which would have took me, which I would have had to do 10 days in jail, or I would have got nothing but 30 days, of extra duty. I'll take the 30 days of extra duty.
But that's what they're dangling over your head. The thing is your time.
Right, but yet again, what I'm saying is it don't matter what the fuck it is because you're still getting paid. So it doesn't matter, unless you're losing rank. In which I did lose rank, which was my worst one, was when I got locked up. So that's what it was. I lost rank, which hurt more. Because after, you want to know why? Because I knew how to finagle the gate system. I could leave off the fuck the post, because if I didn't live there on post, I can go and come whenever the fuck I please.
Listen to what I said. See, you still are missing the point. I said, unless you have some things put in place where you can minimize what they're doing to you. That's no different than
Right. I understand what you're saying.
So what I'm saying is, at the end of the day,
it's cool what it's being saying.
It's cool,
but what I'm just saying is bullshit because you're still getting paid. It's not like you're getting docked. Now, if I fuck up at my job right now, I'm gonna get suspended from work. And I'm getting docked those days that I'm not working. That means I'm not getting paid.
Okay, I'm gonna have a conversation with Kalisha. Kalisha, remember when we were talking business, like back in the early stages of your mentorship, and I said, Dwayne is so much like me when we was first talking about him. I said because he understands fiduciary responsibility, even in its hood of principles. Correct?
I don't know where she at. I can't hear.
And she be taking naps.
She's out of here.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
But in the middle of having that conversation, what most people don't understand is you are financially smart and fluid to have a plan in place even with the worst of circumstances, because you actually plan. Most of these, me and you are different. We're not the norm. Most of these young military personnel don't have that plan in place because they're too busy, like, especially in today's military, because they all think that, you know, they're an Instagram photo shoot, drum solo away from being famous tomorrow.
Right, I understand. I get where you I get where you're coming with that, but we can't go from our time to this time, because if we're gonna go that, because these dudes nowadays is not the same. They don't live under the same guidelines that we lived under, because they are, it's hard to say it, but they're softer. It's awful. Like when me and you went through basic training, AIT, and we got to our duty station, we could go to that TA-50 room and get and do some work. Except for the duty station. But what I'm saying is, when we were in basic training and AIT, drill sergeant, or you know what I'm saying, your superior be like, yo, you talking back, or you acting tough. They'd be like, yo, Jones, Baptiste, Private Jones, let me talk to you for a second. You bring your battle buddy, but they're standing outside of the door. And y'all in here, y'all moving fucking furniture. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen, bro. You can't talk to them any kind of way.
But it can't happen.
You can't talk to them any kind of way. But you can't talk to, that's what I'm saying. So the correlation to what me and you are talking about cannot, you know what I'm saying, can't resonate to today's time, because the things that we went through and the things that we seen, or the things that we heard outside of that door, or on that fucking formation line, that shit does not happen no more. It does not work, and it can't be. You know what I'm saying? Because I got homeboys that's drill sergeants now, and they like, man, I want to put hands on half of these motherfuckers. But yet again, they got cards now. They got cards now saying, yo, I need a personal day. Oh, I need this. Oh, you.
Personal
this
day.
Is my strength
wait,
call.
Hold on.
I need a personal
day. What's a personal day?
They
a
got cards, bro.
A personal
got,
day.
They got cards now, bro. They got cards now.
A personal
I mean,
day for me. Listen, a personal day for me was I actually got an opportunity to take a nap on the range. That's a personal day.
No. A personal day for me was Sunday shining my goddamn boots for an hour and touching the fucking phone. Listen, that's a personal day. You know what I mean? No. These motherfuckers just go in there. I got a stress call. Drill sergeant, you talking to me all wrong. Bam. Here you go. I got a stress call. You stressing me out.
A stress call?
And that's what it is.
That's cute.
Yes. Yeah.
That's cute. Because, and I don't, again, and I tell people, every generation's going to say, ooh, we had it harder than this generation based off of whatever, and that's cool. Like, I don't really get into that debate because I don't care, because, like, I know
right.
what we did.
Because
like,
it is what it
like,
is.
Like, with me and you, I know what we yeah. did, because, like, shit, we was doing it at the same fucking time, so I know what we did.
Right.
You know, and so a lot of people want to come back and try to argue, well, oh, this and that, and it's like, well, shit, nigga, when we was doing it, hell, telephonic technology was still being integrated into the military and kinks worked out of it. So please, don't think that because now all this shit worked. We was the person
telephone.
That sat down in the clerk office and got
telephone.
1,000 pages of documents, and they talking about, hey, we got to scan all this shit in. What? We're going
right.
digital. That The fuck? What you mean we going? Listen, for all those people who want to know where their digital era comes from, the United States government uploaded so much motherfucking shit at one time when they said we was all going digital that I'm so, listen, I don't even want, a scanner, a copier, or a fax machine can get into a whole 30-round fight with me just because of that motherfucking error. Because, like, bro, when you work quartermaster, like, even though you full service, you end up working with a lot of clerks. So you got to understand, those clerks are responsible for, like, whole areas. Like, I remember when they started doing that for the mechanic bay?
Oh, yeah. With the old old boxes and all that, everything like that, all your PMs and all that bullshit.
Oh,
and then
bro,
it took about 3 weeks. 40
level, like the back of my fucking hand.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, that's when I started reading shit. I was like, yo, I ain't a 20 level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was like, nah, you a 20 level. I'm like, okay, but that shit says 30 level. You know what I mean? That means they need to be in here. You know what I mean? Like, I hated changing fucking Humvee tires. That was my worst. Because it was like, you ain't got to change it, but you guys got to sit here and watch us change it. Fuck no. You know what I mean? I got other shit, better shit to do with my life. I got to plan out the rest of my day. You know what I mean? That was that.
You have to plan out the rest of day. Hold on. What day are you planning?
That
you
mean?
That you talking about earlier.
Sir, you don't understand. They want
Monday
you to be
morning.
Tired when they're done. No, you ask them for too much. They want you to be tired when you're done. Like, they need you to go take a nap because they need you to get up in the morning because we got to do this again.
No. See, Monday mornings was our shit. You know what I'm saying? Monday mornings was our PM day. So what it be was like, all right, cool. I was responsible for about four pieces of equipment, a truck, a Humvee, and two pumps. So what I'll do, I'll copy the same shit that was wrong last week because it's still the same shit. They ain't fixed shit. So it's still the same shit. So, bah, bah, bah. And they be like, well, we got this in today, bah, bah, bah. I like, all right, cool, bet. These motherfuckers want to do a whole overhaul of a fucking engine or over a transfer case in the truck. And I'm looking like, you don't need me in here. They're like, well, we just need you to fucking pass us the wrench. All right, cool. Here you go. I lay the whole fucking the rack of wrenches and socket wrenches right there next to them. And I leave because I got shit to do. I'm not sitting here. No, man, listen, bro. And listen, at that time in my life, I had too many things that I had to do besides sitting around watching another man work. Not happening.
You ain't finna watch your Will Arrow.
No, I'm not watching nobody else work. No. I still do that shit to this day in my life. You know what I mean? Like, listen, I knock all the shit that I need done early out, and guess what? What's gonna happen? I'm leaving. As long as my shit done, I don't need to be around you. So,
all right, y'all, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, y'all, and then we're gonna come back with some more foolishness of Dwayne, and then we're gonna get into Black People Are Dope, y'all. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You gotta get your swagger together, nigga. Get your suit made. Starts on the inside, you dig?
I don't need mine. I got clear what's going on.
You don't love yourself. You can't love nobody. Keep up, nigga. Okay. I love myself. I'm a hell of a nigga. Hey, remember that last stuff? The way I carry. Get me in New York. I'm on the way to Miami. I be in Hawaii. What? Get me in Paris. I be in O'Malley. I see what I'm buried. I'm a hell of a nigga. eat up. I went to Japan and made a million a week, but I need to take keep up. Had to keep me in line, just like I didn't eat up. This time I ain't cooked up. My 3 days, baby, you see me at 80. Hey, well, watch where I'm at, I'm in the direction of late. I'm focused at work, and I get back in the 80s. The money will move me, conversation, no baby. Tell them why. Take my hand around the world.
Tell me what's happening.
Want to know what's happening?
Give us an update.
The score right now is 17-10. And look like right now they either going to score or they're going to hit this field goal. And that's Florida State. And I know you're a Florida State fan, so that's why I'm telling you.
Nah, you know, I was, you know, she's, well, she, you know, we got a Louisiana native.
I'm an LSU fan, so.
So I've been trying, so unbeknownst to you, I've been trying to not talk about it because, like, it's a lot of emotions on the line, you know. So, like, you know, bragging rights for the show is on the line right now, so I was trying to stay away from that. And then, you know, on Tuesday, when we introduced the sports show.
But with all that being said, is he's also a North Carolina fan. He's still a North Carolina fan by heart. He's a Tar Heel fan by heart.
Well, but of course.
So we're really not going to talk about that. We ain't going to talk about that part. But, yeah.
Well, no, like, no, real talk. Like, people forget how the South used to be set up, like, in old TV deals. So, like, Florida State really came on like, in the South back in the early 80s, like, you had to either watch Georgia, Florida State, the U,
or
college.
Miami.
Yeah.
That was
the
East Coast.
You had to watch Tennessee. But
with me, on the flip side of that, I had to watch all those teams that you were saying, plus Syracuse, and I want to say Boston College.
Because I got a lot of family from Massachusetts too, so I had to watch BC. And so it's like it's crazy because it's crazy because like that's how I fell in love with Florida State. Like it was funny because like couldn't get from in front of watching Florida like Peter Ward Dunn, like all of those, like that trio of just talent that they had, right? Like no, that's my Listen, that original air raid offense that these boys unleashed, that was something serious, but
I want to say that I used to watch, what's his name, Deion, but I think I probably caught a couple of games with Deion.
Yeah.
But other than that, not really. Not really because I wasn't, like I said, I really wasn't a college football fan until later on. I got older.
So it's crazy because, like, I live in Tallahassee now, so, like, I'll know if they win this game. Like, you ain't got to worry about that. I'll know tonight. I'm in a college town now, so.
They going. Right now. It's a good game. It's a good game, but I'm not watching it because I'm outside. I don't want
I'll get up tomorrow, and I'll watch the replay tomorrow. I can't listen. Because, like, I'm one of those people, when there's multiple people involved with it that I know, I try to keep them, I don't want to brag, so I'd rather go back and watch it so I can, because I
you
know me.
You should have told me, man.
You should have
you
know me. I'm not a good trash
talker. You should have threw it out there.
I'm not a good trash talker.
You know me. I know that you were a Florida State fan, so I really wasn't going to say nothing about the game. Because I knew that y'all was winning. So I wasn't going to say shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, even if they would have lost. If they would have lost, you just would have been able to
know
talk to me and still do
it. If you knew if they was losing, I was getting in your ass. I was going to dig in your ass, Paul. I was going
to
fuck you
we're
up.
We're not even supposed to be good. So, like, here's the crazy part. Like,
you know what? You know what?
2 weeks
I don't want to. I don't even want to say that because until you watch this game, when you watch this game, you're gonna be like, "Yeah, we good." That's it.
No. I watched the whole first game, and so
but y'all played nobody. Y'all played nobody. This is like I was telling people last night about the Alabama game. I'm like, they played nobody. That was a tweet.
Well, we lost to nobody the year before that, so you can't say it's nobody. There's a rule in football. You beat who's on your schedule. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was having a conversation with my...
Let's switch off this. Let's let's switch off.
No, no, no. I want to tell you a story, though.
You're saying we want to do it Tuesday.
No, no, no. Because I just, no, it's a good story, though. Because I was actually, this conversation go good. Okay, I'll save it for Tuesday. If y'all want to hear that story, click back on Tuesday since Dwayne going to get us off of college football. But how y'all been, man? Let's spend this last 15 minutes, like, just, like, I want to check up with y'all, though. How y'all been? Like, real talk. Like, how are y'all as people?
Yeah. Go ahead, Shawty.
Y'all don't know how to answer a question?
No, I was laying.
I said that I've been good and living life like 3 times already now.
Oh, I ain't heard nothing. Oh, listen, listen, you sounded She sounded so soft back then. She sounded like somebody was laying
right.
on like just continental. Just, I just. So wonderful and marvelous. Somebody get me a mint julep. You sound so dainty.
Me personally, you know what I'm saying? Wave of emotion, wave of shit. You know what I mean? The best way that I can. You know what I mean? Me and you talk a couple of times. You know what I mean? Besides this, you know what I mean? It's just been some shit. But it's, you know what I mean? Like, I always stay in the calmest of places, you know what I mean? Where nobody really could fuck up my life. You know what I mean? If you fucking up my life, I got to find a silver lining or some other shit that's going on. You know what I mean? So. You know what I mean? This is basically it, you know what I mean? But to you, you know what I mean? I commend you of jumping out there and putting your money and your time on the line, which is like, wow, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you know what I mean? I'm giving you your praises right now, you know what I'm saying? Because I've seen where you've been and what you know what I mean, what you've been doing, what you've been going through, as much as we don't, you know what I mean, you don't reach out, you know what I mean, just to talk to me, or I got to do it to you, but, you know what I mean, but it's been remarkable of shit that I've seen that you've been going through, and just to launch a whole business or a whole corporation infrastructure on your back, man, that's, I want to say that's even rough for me, you know what I'm saying, that would even be rough and tight for me, and I just commend you for that, you know what I'm saying, because I don't think too many people will sit there and be like, you know what, I'm going to do this on my own, and you did it. And that's,
you know,
that's crazy, bro. That's crazy.
It's funny because, you know, like, man.
But yet again, if you need help or you need something, just let me know. You know what I'm saying? Like, always, if I can't make a show, like a show or what the fuck that is, meet and greet or one of your things that you do, your masquerade, I'm always there to support you and donate a ticket.
Ooh.
Or 2 tickets.
Let me ask this. You got any people that can make it to the DMV area in the week over a weekend or in the DMV area?
When?
I got some tickets for an event called Couples Fest. So they got to be a couple, but I want to give them these tickets. And it was gifted for me and my wife to be able to go to this, but since we can't go, I want to gift those tickets out. And so I want it to be like a couple.
Talk to me, Arthur.
Real talk, like, because if not, then I'm gonna make it a raffle or something for the show, so we can get those tickets gifted out. But they got to be able to either be in the DMV area or be going to the DMV
area. Yeah. I got some people out that way. But,
cool.
You know what I mean? You just got to talk to me offline about that. Let me know the details on that.
So I can get them the details over to the host and hostess of that event, because that's gonna be a nice event, and they're gonna definitely want to be in the building for what they're doing. They're gonna, matter of fact,
okay,
at the Couples Fest too, the actual people who sponsor it, they're gonna be hosting an actual wedding that weekend as well. So I don't know how it's all gonna shake out, but I know with certain parts of it, they're gonna be doing their first as their group of what they do, their business model. They're gonna be doing their first wedding. So,
okay,
like, that's gonna be dope. So they, and they've written a couple. And Cynthia, Kalisha, they've written a couple of books and stuff like that. So,
okay.
Like, yeah, like they. When I tell you
that
like they really, everything. They really do their thing when it comes to couples, and like building their union, building their marriage, and making sure that they build a marriage. What is it? Marriage built to last or something like that's. I ain't gonna start plugging because I don't know all the information. But the production manager has
right.
it, and it'll be on the if me and you don't lock nothing in, then guys, y'all can check it out on the Roundtable Facebook and probably TikTok page, because she'll put that out there for a raffle or a giveaway or something if we don't.
Talk to me offline about that, bro.
And I'll
let you know if they could do it.
Yeah, and just for people who want sponsor advertisement, want to give something away, raffle stuff away, reach out to our production manager. We have different packages and different things that can support you guys. So we are always looking to help plug your business, your brand, your model. So if there's a way that we can help you and partner with you, just reach, you know, get with us offline, or you can email the show, find one of our social media handles, which is either DJ's Roundtable or Roundtable Family Production. One of the things that you said, and I want to touch on this before we get ready to start wrapping up the show, like, you know, a lot of people think that me launching this business, you know, was just off the cuff, you know, and Dee will tell you, one of the words that you said is what really made me realize, like, my dog been listening to me, like, my whole life, is, you know, you talked about launching up the infrastructure. Like, a lot of people launch businesses, but they don't launch an infrastructure. And the fact that you just being my dog and being able to see that without me having to give it to you in, you know, terms and details, and just you being able to see how I move and how I operate, like, I just want to let you know, as being one of my oldest friends and my homies, like, bro, I respect the hell out of you being able to see that, because that's the only thing that I've been doing for like 3 years is just building infrastructure. Like, I've done nothing personally to garner any personal satisfaction other than infrastructure for the last 3 years. And for it finally to have taken enough shape that somebody else can actually see it and understand the model and understand that it wasn't just a pipe dream without, because like people don't know, me and you don't talk regularly. Like, he, like you said, nigga, I won't call for shit. Like, he'll be, you'll see me spazzing out all over social media and going through my ups and downs, and you're like, man, he's just getting that shit off of him. And he'll be good in a minute. And, like, I just, like, I respect my friends who know me enough to understand how I process and how I get through different situations. But, man, real talk, man, I appreciate you, bro. I know I go at you hard, and I fuck with you all the time, but we've been doing that since the sandbox, so I'm not going to stop being your brother. But I appreciate you really seeing me, you know, and putting that out there for people who don't get a chance to see me as closely as you do. Y'all niggas be going. Like, I started talking, and, like, both of y'all.
I was just letting you rock.
Nah, bro, I'm good. Like, I said thank you.
You welcome, bro.
Ain't no more words at the beginning of the show. Shit, when I said thank you, that's it. I'm done. Bro, like grandma said, it's a wrap on that one, man. You put that one in the oven. It's done. We ain't put nothing else on that. good, you know, just good things, man. Like I'm gonna be announcing a lot of stuff now, so I need people. And let me say this, because a lot of times people look at when you make certain decisions in your life, like, you know, like you're doing it because, like, you're just trying to be, like, more full of yourself or whatever. But, like I really went back and forth with, like, just something as simple as a cell phone. And so, you know, and I told the wife, I was, like, really debating turning off my cell phone, I said, because I already met the obligation of what I meant to have that cell phone for. And so she was like, well, it's up to you. And so, like, I literally just said, like, if anybody has recently tried to call my cell phone, they'll notice that it's off. And the reason why it's off is because I gave up that line. I said I would have that particular number until my second eldest son turned 18. I said after I pay off child support and I get that letter in the mail, that cell phone can go, because they should always have the same number to call me as their kids. As adults, if they can't get in contact with me, they're doing something wrong. Because I fulfilled my obligation. Child support has never been an issue for me. They got the money. It's the relationship that we often don't focus on. And so I can let go of something and I can move on, and I can take what was originally something that was a bill that I self-created for myself. And now I can repurpose and reallocate those funds in my business world to make it make sense for me and mine. Like, and so a lot of y'all miss a lot of master's classes that's been held just standing on the corner with certain people. D will tell you, me and D will sit on the block and drop some bombshells on people. The next thing you know, we sitting in rooms and people like, hey, so what y'all was saying earlier, can y'all make that happen? And we just be like, bro, we was just talking. Hey, dude, we got to get this money, though, bro. This is easy money. And
right. Here
you go. Because some of y'all are missing the class. Like, it doesn't take a PhD to have financial smarts. Like, it doesn't take, just because a doctor goes to go learn how to be a doctor doesn't mean that they're the only person in the room with the knowledge. They just... That may be physically their trade, but they're not necessarily the only ones in the room with knowledge. And a lot of times black folks, we act like if it doesn't come from a specific look or a specific feel or a specific texture, that we can't accept it as authentic. But, you know, I'm not Christian, but a lot of people believe in Christianity. And so that I'm around. Like, it's funny, I go through waves. At one point I was around, I've been around a lot, like, for people who don't understand, the same way Christians feel about Christianity, Muslims have that same exact feel on the other side, and they take their religion just as serious. But what I'm going to pull from is a Christian conversation, because that's the conversation I was having with the person at the time. And we were talking about Joseph's coat and how it was made out of multiple fabrics of multiple colors. And the reason why he had a coat of many colors is because he was using multiple skill sets, where his older siblings were only purposed and designed to use one. His family allowed him to be a multiple sprouted child. And so when he was able to go into his situations, he was equipped. He was equipped with patience, because he had to learn how to be patient, even in ridicule from his older brother. He understood how to think. He understood his skill as a dream interpreter, because his dad and his father have been helping him do that. And so I said that to say, the most important thing that we don't do anymore is we don't mentor anymore. And it doesn't cost anything to generally mentor the people in your life. Because if
you know what, let me interject there, man, because I was at a church function last Saturday, right? And this guy show up, and he's like, yo, is this for everybody? I was like, yes, this is for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, I go to the church, you know what I mean? But I haven't been in a couple of weeks, a couple of months. I mean, you know what I mean? Let's go a couple of months. And I go over there, and he's like, yo, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's some good things that y'all doing. for the community, blah, 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 blah. So we've given books, well, school supplies, you know what I'm saying? School supplies to the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, for the church.
Mm-hmm.
But yet again, he was Muslim. You know what I'm saying? But yet again, he used to be a Christian. Well, he used to practice Christianity, but now he became an imam. And is Islam. So, and he was starting to talk, and like once he said that he's Islamic, the other two people from the church walked off.
Yep.
Well, they started to walk off. And I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I was like, and I started speaking to him. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? It's been over a week. I can't tell you what I spoke to him about. And he was like, yeah, you know what I mean? Well, I'm dead serious, you know what I mean? Because we got into a conversation. The other two dudes, you know what I'm saying, the two brothers of the church, they were like, man, you know what I mean, after the dude left, you know what I mean, he was like, you know what I'm saying, he was like, you know what I mean, Assalamu alaikum, blah, 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 you know what I mean, I was like, Basalam, you know what I mean, and we was walking back, you know what I'm saying, from the gate, and he was going to his car, and he was like, and they were looking like, man, I was like, yo, we all speak the same religion. We all speak the same thing. But ideologies change.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because you speak this way. I say you speak old and new. They speak old. Old
mm-hmm.
Testament. That's the only thing they know. They only know the Old Testament. So when you start speaking to Islamic people, don't think it as if it's just because you're Christianity, you know what I mean, because you're a Christian, you know what I mean, or whatever faction of Christianity that you practice. It's, you know what I mean, they speak, Islam speak Old Testament with other books. You know what I'm saying? And I had to tell them that. And then when the pastor came, or the bishop, they got a bishop. So he was like, you're just an imam from, you know, and he's like, oh, okay, you're an imam. And he's like, man, I like the way that you were speaking to him. I was like, listen, bro, I done spoke, you know what I mean? Like, listen, man, I've been in these countries and whatever, 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 and I know how they think, they talk. But, and he was like, yo, nah, but he's a real, you know what I mean? Like, he's a real person which speak, you know what I'm saying, which reads everything. And he was like, man, I didn't know that about you, that I didn't know that you knew XYZ about certain things. And I'm like, yeah, it is what it is. But yet again, they are what they are, and we got to respect what they do, because every prophet ain't in the Bible, and every prophet that's in the Bible is not in the Quran. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And in the Quran, they go in depth with each person.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. And then we started talking, you know what I mean? And me and the bishop started building off that. But yet again, you know what I mean? Like you're saying, I forgot who you was just talking about. But yet again, with having multiple cloths and multiple colors and learning patience, it is what it is with that part, because you got to understand another person's way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Just to know what it is. You know what I mean? My fault for going off on the tangent.
Man, nah,
you can go
man,
ahead, bro.
Hey,
you know
so as a man, so as a man think, so as a man go. So you know, it's a lot of those
right.
things.
You know what I mean? That's
right.
what I was just trying to go off with that, man. You know what I'm saying? And me and the Iman, he looked at me. He was like, "Man, listen, I never heard a person that's Catholic or that's off of Christianity talk to me that way." I was like, "Listen, bro, it is what it is." You know what I mean? Like, look, I've been brought up in every faction of Christianity, and my grandfather was an imam, which he bought into the same temple. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you put in your temple is going to be regurgitated back out into the world. I'm
yes, sir.
Sorry. Yeah, God. My fault, man.
Listen, you ain't lying. So they can take it how they want to take it. Like if you know if they don't want to believe that there's something greater than them, or they, if they don't want to believe or whatever, however they want to believe it, that's okay. Whatever you choose to believe in is absolute, bro. You can believe in the house of the flying spaghetti noodles. Whatever you believe in is cool with me. I'm not here to judge nobody's belief system or lack thereof. It's just one of those things. I just try to help people where I can and how I can. And if you're open to being helped, then I'm helping you. And if you don't want to be helped, hey, by all means, go kick it over there, kick rocks. But, you know, no.
That's what I meant. You know what I'm saying? Like, out of everything was have an open mind to everybody else's belief system.
Now, I can bring some people on here with some open minds, and they might scare some people. So we ain't going to give them that much. You know, they ain't ready for all of me. Give you all of
listen,
me.
Man.
Listen,
we
it's time
it like
to get ready to get up out of here.
Know,
so before we do, I do want to highlight.
I'll give you the same hell.
Hold on. Let me do my job for the production manager. Cut me now. I can't let you keep talking. Before we get out of here, we do have to do Black People Are Dope. She will be the closeout song of the night. This young lady's name is Samara Joy, S-A-M-A-R-A, Joy, J-O-Y. Go check out her music. She is an operatic singer. Her voice is very sultry. I plan on when she does some South of the United States tour dates, I will be getting some tickets and definitely going to go see this young. Production manager, she actually won your favorite opera singers. That's actually what put her on. She actually won that person's contest, and that catapulted her music career, and that's how Miss Joy kind of got her footing and ground in being a recorded artist as well as being an operatic singer. So before we have her come on and give that work out, because I want to close with that as a beautiful testament to Soulful Sunday. But y'all know we have to end with giving a parting word. So, you know, Mr. Dwayne been full today. Like, he been real good today. So I'm going to let him go first, and he going to lead it off. And then Miss CJ will come behind, and I will close out, and we will have our closing song. So since it was Sunday, let's go ahead and get our church order and our ministries and deacons. Y'all get by the door back there. Stand up, put your gloves on, and get your shoes back on. Y'all hear Pastor closing out. All right, man. D, give your word of the day, boss.
Hey, man. Everybody, I say it a lot while we on here a lot, but it's just be humble, man. Be humble. Your humbleness, it'll bring back to you the good. You know what I'm saying? Because the more that you give out to this energy, to this world, it'll come back to you. You know what I'm saying? Maybe negative because you gave out negative energy, but just go out there, man. Be humble, man, and don't even worry about what anybody else is talking about you, saying about you, but you know what? You are who you are. But side note is, this game is good right now. You know what I mean?
can't with y'all. Miss PJ, the floor is yours. The floor is yours, ma'am.
Love hard, smile often, and love always.
Ooh, I like that. You got to get that to the production manager. We got to get that put on a shirt. Guys, it doesn't matter what you go through. Life is going to have its ups, its downs, its roller coaster moments. It's going to punch you in your gut, and it's going to leave you feeling like you can, you can't, you want, you don't, you should. But shake it off. Get out of what you're going through. Get out of that mindset. Remove all negative things. Put positive things in your life. Surround yourself by positivity. And if you can't find positivity, then just get away from everything and sit in nature until it sends something positive. And if you're not sure about it and you question it, walk away from that and go find something else until you're able to find something positive. Find something that aligns with you, for you, about you. Stop settling. It's easy to settle. Easiest thing that we can do is settle. The most important thing you can do is put you first, get out of that mood, and do something a little new. So this is Miss Samara Joy. Can't get out of this mood.
Can't get out of this mood. Can't get over this feeling. Get out of this mood. Last night your lips were too appealing, and the thrill should have been all gone by today. It's in the usual way, but it's only your arms I'm out of. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool to dream. Wasn't part of my scheme to sigh and worry that.